Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., Julie interviews experts on all areas of clutter, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Learn easy to implement tips on how to release clutter and get organized to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. An award-winning professional organizer and coach, Julie also shares suggestions to help you live clutter-free for a more joyful and fulfilling life. Do you let go of clutter, but then at no time it's back to the way it was? Do your books on releasing clutter and getting organized collect dust on a shelf? Do you know you need to dig deeper on releasing clutter, but keep getting stuck? Our Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, Releasing and Affirming MP3s support you in all areas of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Today, I'd like to share three tips for decluttering your life to go back to school. I will be doing an online class that goes more in depth, but wanted to concentrate on three areas to declutter to support kids in succeeding in the school year. Our three quick tips today are going to be about creating a clutter-free study area, setting up a filing system for studying, and apps to reduce clutter and support you and your children. First up, let's talk about creating a study center for kids. Keep a clutter-free study center for kids to concentrate on their schoolwork. I'm going to encourage you, if possible, to have only homework in this room or area. Doesn't have to be an entire room, but definitely a designated space. The mind and body will get used to this and mentally and physically prepare to do homework. Keep this room clutter-free as much as possible. Here are some more tips. Make it comfortable, but not too much. You don't want your child falling asleep or dreaming or just not getting their homework done. It would be nice if it had access to fresh air and was warm enough in the winter. You'd like the place to be quiet so they can concentrate. Make sure it's well lit so it's easy to read and do homework. If at all possible, have a chair that's similar to what they use in school. I wouldn't have any distractions such as TV or video games that can get us sidetracked on homework. Keep all your extra school supplies here so they'll have everything handy that they need. Again, there's no distractions or no reason to leave the study center because they will have everything that they need. Finally, I'd encourage you to put awards or trophies or letters of excellence from teachers. Keep something in the room that inspires them and reminds them of the reward when they did well. Let's next talk about a filing system for the kids to use. I'm going to suggest that you keep this in the study area as well. This is also something you're going to want to keep organized and clutter-free. If you set up a good system now, they can use it throughout their academic career. I know some kids might be going to all electronics and tablets and smartphones, but believe that many still use paper and get lots of it, whether it's homework, handouts, or study guides. I'm going to suggest that you keep here corrected homework and study materials. Get a sturdy banker's box or a plastic container. Or if you have a filing cabinet in the study area, use one drawer for that. Create a folder for each subject. You're going to want to include math, English, science, social studies, foreign languages. I'd do one for art, sports, music. I would also keep any notices, a class schedule, and report cards here. If you have one for each child, it will make it easier to find anything school-related. I am personally a big fan of creating a color coding system that you can use everywhere. For instance, my niece Emma loves purple. So for Emma, we'd have purple book bags, gym bags, book covers, homework binders, everything. I'm going to recommend that you create a color for each subject and use the color in the file or the subject tab. Now, I personally, a lot of people will tell you to have the standard green hanging folders and then manila folders. And then you could make the tab color. Now, a big fan of doing it the opposite. I do things one of two ways. In my personal filing cabinet, I just have three major sections, so I don't have a lot to file. And with different subjects, you're going to have more. So you could have, say, if you wanted to make English yellow, you could use a yellow file folder, or you could use a yellow hanging folder and use Manila for your color. But set up a color for each subject, or use the file, the subject tab. But again, if you create a system now, this is something you're going to be able to use forever. So at a glance, and most of us are visual, it will make it easier for you to locate something. I'm going to encourage you at the end of the week to file all corrected homework, any study guides, any notes that you have in their different subjects. So when it comes times for tests, you're going to have everything right there that you need to study. I also encourage you to do monthly maintenance, go out and weed through anything that's no longer relevant or that you don't need. And at the end of the year, completely go through all your files, probably most of the things you won't need to hold on to and can recycle all that paper. But then when your school starts up again, you already have a filing system ready to roll and that you're familiar with. Finally, I want to share some apps that can help you declutter your life and make it life easier by reducing stress and paper. NoteSpark is an app that helps you synchronize lists. That means better communication and fewer trips to the store. If milk is on the list to get and it's on NoteSpark, once someone picks it up, you can remove it and delete it. You simply scan the code in and Paper Karma gets you removed from the list. I use Dragon for voice dictation. Sometimes I have an idea and I can talk faster than I can type, so I just turn on Dragon on my mini iPad and get started and let them know my ideas. And it does a pretty good job of getting what I say right. You can also use Evernote. Just the basic free version allows you to do a lot, and you can make notebooks and separate all your notes and tag them so they're easy to find. Fast Customer allows you to figure out the most direct way to reach someone on an 800 number so you don't have to go through all the steps. Need to sign something for school? Check out EchoSign, which allows you to sign something electronically. And if you're shuffling all your kids around, check out Gas Buddy, because that allows you to find the best prices for gas. Now here are some apps for the kids. Virtual Nerd Mobile Math provides math tutorials. I wish I would have had this as a child. Math was my worst subject. iStudies Pro, and that's a small I, capital S-T-U-D-I-E-Z, Pro, allows you to schedule, do homework, and more. My Homework is set up to allow you to do homework. StudyBlue helps create flashcards for you to use. Here's to a successful, clutter-free school year for everyone. All right, you know the drill. Go out, clear some clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Thanks for tuning in to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of 10 Clutter-Free Living Tips. Ready to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire? Learn about Julie's coaching, ebooks, online monthly decluttering classes, how to organize your life, office hours, and her unique Clutter-Free Living Mastermind at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. You can also watch all episodes on YouTube or download on iTunes and more. Join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.